Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, is the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. Hi, Chris. So off the injury list, I'm about, my voice is like 70%, but I'm back, baby, and it feels good to be back.
Oh, I'm glad this, first off, Jerry, how you feeling, man? I mean, you went through a tough few weeks, man. How you feeling right about now? Obviously, your throat's almost, your voice is almost there, but how you feeling, man?
I feel a lot better. It was a respiratory thing. It was brutal. I was out for about 2 weeks. It was like a week and a half of just being able to do nothing. Wow. And the worst part was getting sick on the road. And you're not home, and you're just like, oh, my God, I just want to be home with my freaking wife's chicken soup and just relaxing. And, you know, that was the worst part. And then you get home, and it got worse. And then, of course, I'm sure you're the same way. It's, I don't need to go to the doctor. Well, I needed to go to the doctor. So antibiotics, feeling better, sound meh. I could still hear it in my voice, but I had no voice, dude. I you heard me. Like, you were like, how do you feel? And I'm like, I feel a little better, but Chris, I don't have a voice. Like, it was just going to be like, all right, here's the Giant Insider podcast. Chris, take it away for an hour, you know? So
Yeah. Look, you know, obviously, folks, these people don't understand, but I mean, they don't know. But, you know, I talked to Jerry last week, and for you people on a podcast, followers, you know, Jerry wanted to give it a go last week. And, you know, sometimes a coach has to know when to sit his players and has has to step in for the benefit of his players' health. And I said, no, Jerry, he sounded worse than Marlon Brando in The Godfather.
Yeah.
So last week, I think it was last Friday, we were talking to Jerry, whatever it was, and I said, Jerry, give it another week or so, four or five days, because you were in bad shape. When we were talking on the phone, I remember I was in the parking lot at Dunkin' Donuts, and you were talking. I was like, holy crap. So, but Jerry's, look, he was close to being on the IR 4 weeks, but Jerry told me last week, listen, let's give it to next week. And I said, okay, before I put him on the IR for good for 4 weeks.
Right.
But anyway, I was just joking, you know. Glad to see you back, bro. You were hurting bad. It was bad. Bad respiratory, and you were in bad shape for a few weeks there, but glad to see you on the mend back here talking Giants football.
Yes.
And we missed a few things. Obviously, we'll talk about Giants coaches. We're gonna talk a little free agents this episode. But Jerry, I guess you're doing better. Obviously, you saw the game. Let's talk. I guess we'll talk about the Super Bowl a little bit. What did you think? Were you surprised? Who did you have and all that stuff?
Going in, I said the 49ers are the better team. Which
they were,
But Mahomes, it was like, it was almost scripted. And I'm not saying it was scripted, but it was like the quarterback is everything. The quarterback is everything. I'm looking at Mahomes and I'm thinking, he's 28 years old. He's won 3 out of 4 Super Bowls, right? I mean, I'm looking at it like, all right, maybe Joe Burrow can beat him in the playoffs, maybe Josh Allen, but like, he's the man. And what's amazing about it, Chris, and I think you kind of alluded to this in a tweet, he doesn't have any receivers other than Kelsey. I mean, there's nothing really. Like, it's almost like, will the wide receiver position now be devalued like running back? And I don't think it will be. But you look at his receiving core and it's like very average. Compare other than other than Travis Kelce. So that was my thought going in. Like, the 49ers were better all around.
Absolutely.
But Reed and Mahomes, I just felt like, you know what? They're going to get it done somehow, and they did.
Yeah, Jerry, you're right. You know, it's amazing when you have a quarterback that's heading towards being the greatest ever, right?
Yeah.
And, Jerry, I got to be honest, you know, with Brady finished his career with 7 Super Bowl trophies, I said nobody's ever going to break that. But I've changed my mind on that now with this guy Mahomes. I really have. I think he has a shot at breaking that. He's only 28, dude.
It's unreal.
It also goes to show you, Jerry, how big coaching is. When you have – like when the greatness of Brady and you matched him up with Belichick, we all know what happened. And now you have the greatness of Andy Reid matched up with the greatness of Patrick Mahomes, you know. And look, the 49ers, Jerry, they shot themselves in the foot in this game. They really should have won it. Just forget about the missed extra point, fumble on the first drive, a big holding penalty on the second drive, stopped another drive. And then you come down to the defense at the end, and look, Steve Wilks, the defensive coordinator, lost his job not because of the last few drives. Obviously, there was a lot of stuff leading up to this. But, you know, he changes defense a lot. You know, last drive of regulation, he goes soft coverage, lets him go down the field. Then he tightens up, they kick a field goal.
Yeah.
Time they have the chance to win the Super Bowl, they march down the field to the greatness of Mahomes, you know?
Yeah.
So, hey, look, man, when you look at this Chiefs, you cannot allow them to hang around. To me, Jerry, that was the biggest difference in this game. Yeah. The 49ers were up 10-3 at halftime. It felt like they were up 20-3, bro.
Right.
They weren't. Yeah. They were up 10-3.
Yeah, totally.
And you kind of felt a little bit when the Chiefs scored that field goal, they kicked that field goal before the halftime, and you said, oh, looks like they're figuring this stuff out a little bit. And then obviously in the second half, they moved the ball, in the fourth quarter, they moved the ball better, you know. But when you allow a guy like Mahomes to hang around, you know, and once again, Jerry, and a guy we're very, very familiar with, Steve Spagnuolo,
forget it,
once again showed how good of a coordinator. I'm going to tell you a quick story too, Jerry, about this, because I heard this morning on Sirius XM.
Right.
With Spags, look, the big play of the game too is the 3rd and 4, 2-minute warning.
Yeah.
If Purdy completes that pass, the game is over.
Yep.
The game is over. They kick a field goal and it's done. Spags gets aggressive. He sends McDuffie off the slot. Jerry, just a quick story. So the 2-minute warning, and Spagnuolo was on this morning with Popper and Charlie Weiss on Sirius XM. And he's talking about that play. And Spags, he's in a headset with Nick Bolton, his linebacker. And he said, Nick, what do you think about? And Bolton just looked at him and shook his head like, yeah. The faith he puts in these plays. He was asking Bolton. Like, if Bolton would have been like, no, Spags would have changed, you know?
Yeah.
The way he just adjusts. Incredible. Loved what he did with McDuffie. I love what he did with Spags. I love what he did against Baltimore in the second half of that game. I love what he did this week. The guys just adjust, Jerry. You know, we saw that with the Giants back in 07 when their defense was horrific the first two games.
Yes.
And he kept adjusting on the fly during the season. We all know how that season wound up shutting down Tom Brady and that great offense, you know. We've seen this with Spags. He just got an extension today, well deserved.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure why we let him out of the building in 2017 to be honest. I know Sherman went with Betcher and all that, but we had him in the building. He was the interim coach. When McAdoo and a guy that we knew very well is allowed to leave that building.
And the Maras love Spagnuolo. Love him.
I mean, you know, so for the Chiefs, Jerry, what are you going to say, dude? I mean, you know this team's going to get better offensively next year. Yep. Andy Reid's going nowhere. Mahomes is going nowhere. And they're a team that looks like they're going to go on that Patriots run where they're basically, it's a 3 out of 4 year. You know, let's face it, Jerry, they were banged up offensive line probably from beating Tampa Bay in 2020. They were just dominated because their offensive line was horrific, you know. So in that game, through the end of the season, injuries and all that stuff. So what are you going to say, man? Look, I know a lot of people, Jerry. I don't know about your friends, guys you talk to, but so many people are like, oh, I want to see the 49ers. I'm sick of the Chiefs. I'm sick of blah, 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 blah. I get it, you know.
Yeah.
But to me, Jerry, I also appreciate greatness.
Yeah.
Watching Mahomes, you know. And watching this
real quick, Dan Mann points out Spags didn't even coach anywhere in 2018. It is wild.
Crazy, right?
Good
right
point, Dan.
Right, Dan? Absolutely crazy, you know?
Yeah.
And I appreciate greatness too, Jerry. So I don't mind it seeing the Chiefs, you know, and all that stuff because, like I said, you know, watching Mahomes and Andy Reid and Jerry, this was a team that was 9-6 at Christmas Day after getting beat by the Raiders. And looked like they weren't even going to make the playoffs, baby.
Yep.
So credit to Andy Reid, the way he simplified his offense. They got Rashee Rice going, and their defense has a lot of excellent players, and I've been saying that for years. And Spags and that defense basically won a lot of games for them. So credit to them. Jerry, I'm not going to get into the Giants too much. We're going to get into it more as the draft gets closer. But, dude, I'm going to say one little thing, bro.
Yeah, go ahead.
Joe Shane's got to hit it out of the park in this draft. Yeah. Because when you look at these teams, Jerry, you look at the Chiefs right now, they got Hall of Famers on their roster. Chris yes. Jones, Mahomes.
Yes. Right?
These guys are going to go to Hall of Fame. Right? You got the 49ers. They got guys that are going to Canton. Trent Williams. Bosa's on his way. The whole deck. Yeah, probably right. name. Right? A few more.
McCaffrey, yeah. probably.
McCaffrey's got a shot. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying you got to draft Hall of Famers, but Jerry, and we're going to get into this very deeply as we move along in this process in the spring. But, dude, you got a number one pick, sixth overall. You got two number two picks, right?
Yeah.
You have to have a Detroit Lions-type draft, Joe Shane.
Yes, you do. Yeah.
You got to get some damn impact guys in here, bro, because the first two drafts, you had a fifth and a seventh, and Thibodeau's, okay, third all to the Pro Bowl. Looks like the kid does some good things. We all know that. Evan Neal, we don't even know if he's going to play tackle next year.
I know.
And now you have the sixth overall pick. Hey, you know what? You look at these rosters and these other teams and you say, man, the Giants, whew, they got a lot of work to do, man. But we'll get into that more. That's all I can see. Like, you just look at these teams in the playoffs, Jerry, and you see so many impact guys. And not number one. Oh, Fred Warner, another guy going to Hall of Fame.
Yeah, okay? Right.
And he's not number one picks. The third right. round is fourth right. round, fifth round, So, Jerry, a couple of number twos and number one until we get into the draft. I just want to say that, man. Joe Shane. He has to have a Detroit Lions-type draft, bro.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I also looked at, the last four quarterbacks remaining, Chris, right? It was Mahomes, Jackson, Goff, and, Purdy, who's the outlier, right? But it just comes down to, Chris, quarterback is so damn important. And, we're picking sixth. It's going to be very interesting to see what the Giants can do here. If they like a guy enough, we'll get into it. But I'm looking at Mahomes, who was, I think, picked 10th overall, and you're thinking, man, if you're strong on a guy at six, you make your move and you do it. I'm not saying trade up because you may not be able to because of, those teams might take a quarterback. But, Chris, it just always comes down to quarterback, man. You have to have the man. It's like all the Super Bowl winners, Mahomes, Stafford, the most recent ones. It's just these guys are good to great quarterbacks, and it's the most important position in sports, dude.
Yeah, and Jerry, look, quarterback is going to be in the conversation if one of those guys that they like is there. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah,
I know you hear, you're reading a lot of stuff. Jones is their guy. This and that. Yeah, Jones is going to be their guy next year. I see other stuff. Oh, hey, Shane said he's the future. Look, he's going to be the future is 2024. He's going to be that guy. But I'm telling you right now, quarterback is in the conversation.
Yeah,
they just don't know whether that's going to happen as far as. What's going to happen the first three picks, four or five, who trades up? Does Chicago trade out? We're going to have to see. But quarterback is in the conversation in this draft. There's no question about it,
Yeah.
If that doesn't happen, then they're going to go another way. But you know what, Jerry? You look at some of these receivers and all that stuff, you could get
thanks, Mark.
Excellent receivers in the second round. It all depends to do evaluation, who's doing the drafting, who's doing the scouting too, man. It's going to be interesting and all that, but congratulations to the Chiefs again. Another Super Bowl, incredible. It's sad what happened today, the parade, a shooting, numerous people shot kids. It's insanity.
Yeah, it's awful.
It's insanity. I saw that this afternoon. What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
But, Jerry, just any other last tidbits on the Super Bowl? That's what I thought. I thought the Niners, Jerry, the Niners should have won. Like in 2019, Jerry, the Niners should have beat them.
Yeah.
They didn't, but they didn't, so.
And it's I don't know if it's a Kyle Shanahan thing. He's lost two overtime. He obviously wasn't the head coach of the Falcons, but he's been part of the two overtime losses. And I just think there were plays called in that game, Chris, where they're a little puzzling. And, you can be a great offensive coordinator and not the best play caller. And I just think sometimes that follows Kyle Shanahan a bit. That was my takeaway from them, where they were the better team. They should have won that game, but it is what it is. Mahomes is awesome. Reed's great. Kudos to Spags, but man, you walk away as a 49er fan thinking that one got away. That one totally got away.
Oh, dude, absolutely, bro. I agree with you. Yeah. Look, this franchise got 5 Super Bowl titles. They could easily have 7 and be number one all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, right.
2019 right. and today. But they didn't. Right. You have to close up. Look, you know, when you're playing in these championship games and divisional round playoff games, you cannot make these mistakes, right? And they did. So, So Kansas City will be moving on and another title for them and all that stuff. And as far as the Giants, Jerry, well, we haven't spoken in a few weeks, right? We all know that.
Not at all.
So some news on a coaching front, right? I mean, obviously the big one. The big one, I guess, right? Shane Bowen.
Yeah.
Dable settles on Shane. I'm sorry, not settles. He decides to hire.
Yeah.
Shane Bowen, Tennessee Titan coordinator and all that stuff. What did you think? I guess when you heard, hey, they went with Shane Bowen, were you surprised at all? Or?
I mean, it was kind of out of nowhere. I thought the name. I know the Titans. I looked, you know, right away. You just look at the rankings, right? And they're good against the run, right? So that made me happy. But I didn't have a strong opinion one way or the other, Chris. To be honest with you,
right?
It was okay. All right, here's the guy. Let's go. Let's see what he brings. It's gonna be a lot different than Wink. I know that. So
right, Jerry, you look at Bowen and. You know, look, the Giants fans, what we've been used to the last few years of Wink, very aggressive, right? Blitz heavy, zero blitz, this, that, blah, 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 blah. A lot of man's up. Well, it's going to be different with Shane Bowen. He doesn't blitz much. He relies on the front four, getting up there, pressuring the quarterback. Now, he's going to have to adjust a little bit because the Giants don't have four guys. Seriously.
That's where those high draft picks are going to have to work out, right? Yeah.
Right? Oh, right. Free agent too, maybe get in here, whatever it might be, right, Jerry? So,
yeah.
But, you know, look, this Shane Bowen's a guy that likes to mix it up. He'll throw cover 3, cover 2. He'll throw cover 1. He's not going to blitz much. He likes to cover 2. He's going to mix it up. He's that type of coordinator. He's not a big – I think I put a stat out, Jerry. 32% against – I forget who the hell it was now. That was the most he blitzed the one game. I'm getting old. I put it out there. I researched it, all the games the Titans played. And all that stuff. So he's not a big blitz guy. It's going to be different from Wink. But, you know, you see with Bobby Okereke, he already talked to him. And, you know, he likes a lot of things about Bowen. He's a young guy, Jerry. Right? He's 37. Whatever
the hell. He doesn't have the same look as everyone else.
Right. Yeah, he's a little bit of an outcast. And that's that.
Yeah, right.
But he's had some middle of the pack defenses. I think 11th was the best the first 3 years ago, whatever it was. He finished best. This is the guy that Dable decided to go with. Look, Dable gives very, very detailed interviews, Jerry. So when you sit in front of Dable, this is what somebody was telling me the other day. When you sit in front of Dable, you know, he's hitting you, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, we got 3rd and 4 minutes left. And he's giving you all kinds of scenarios. And he's shooting all kinds of questions at you. And when you interview for, you know, to be, in this case, a coordinator. You know, so this is the guy I felt comfortable with, from what I understand, you know, very, very happy to get Shane. We'll see. Look, Jerry, like everything else, dude, we'll see how it works out. But I got to ask you this question, though. Speaking of coordinators. So basically, everybody thought that before Wink Martindale walked out the door in 1925 Giants Drive, that he was going to be hired by another team.
Yeah.
So did it surprise you that he's not even in the NFL? He's in college now in Michigan and nobody hired him.
It didn't surprise me because of the conversations we had on the side, but I mean, yes, but yes, it would have. It would have surprised me. Yes.
Right now, everybody's like, what the hell is Chris telling you?
No, but I mean, like, I kind of, you know, look, you're there, you're in the locker room, you know, I mean, it would have surprised me. I'll say that. Yes. A little.
Yeah. Look, I put something on Twitter a couple weeks or last week or something. I said, if you don't think the way he has exited the Giants and Baltimore. Now, he didn't have no shouting matches with Hall, but it didn't end like that in Baltimore, you know. But if you don't think what happened with the Giants, where A, him and his crew were leaking to Jay Glazer, right?
Yeah.
B, you storm out of a meeting. Mother F everybody.
Quitting.
And then you can't be found for 24 hours, right? Whatever the hell it is.
Right.
If you don't think people are sitting around saying, look, we like Wink. We feel he could really help out defense. But, man, do we really want to, you know, deal with that? And you know people are calling Dable and Shane, everybody knows everybody in this damn league, you know? So if you don't think people are like, yo, Joe, what, you know, what the hell happened over there? You know, well, this is what happened, you know, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you know what? I got a first time head coach here and we're not dealing with that.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it worked against Wink. And look, totally, I'm going to say it again. I always got along with Wink. I always liked Wink.
Yes. He was good with the media.
And he was good guy on the side. I spoke with Wink after games a few times and all that stuff. And I always liked him. But if you don't think that hurt him, you're sadly mistaken. And Jerry, well, we talked about this when it happened, when the news broke with Wink. Look, I lost a lot of respect for the guy.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was leaking. Him and Wilkins were leaking. I mean,
right.
Come on, man. You don't do that. I'm sorry. Yeah, but
a bunch of crap.
That's in the past. But Wink is not even. Everybody who thought he was going to be in Philly, this Jacksonville. Right. Then we went to Jacksonville. Oh, that's a done deal.
Right. Or well, Philly. Philly was the one, too.
Philly. Yeah. You know, even when Dallas, right? When Quinn gets the Washington job, you know, will he be over there? You know, all that. And he winds up in college, you know. Yeah. So look, but as a person, I like Wink. Like I said, I wish him well, but it's pretty funny, you know?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. And like you said, everybody thought that he was going to get the job. It was really the Philly one. Everybody was so afraid of him getting the job in Philly. And, you know, I mean, he doesn't have anything. And like you said, that the way he left, the way it all went down, had to hurt his reputation. Chris, we're going to take a break, guys. We're 20 minutes in already. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after this. Listen to the Giant Insider Podcast. Hang on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
And we're back. Folks, listen to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris, Nobody Beats the Biz, Bizignano. I just want to point out one comment Brian Reddy made talking about the 49er game. First three drives out of locker room after half, three consecutive three and outs, not a single running play. Great call there, Brian. Absolutely what we were talking
about. Yeah. Got away from McCaffrey for some reason.
Yep. So anyway, sorry.
Yeah. So the Giants got their coordinator with Shane Bowen.
Yeah.
Carmen Priscilla, we talked about. But another thing, let's talk about this. So another narrative that was out there, which I debunked numerous times on this podcast or via Twitter or X. I'm sorry.
X, whatever.
I'm so used to saying Twitter. Via X. I still say Redskins once in a while. So via X was that Mike Kafka was out the door. He was gone. He couldn't wait to leave. He hates Dable. Dable hates him. Blah, 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 blah. He's taking his play call and he hates him. They're at each other's throats. They can't stand each other. They're gonna separate. Divorce time. It's over.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But I kept telling you, there's no friction between Dable and Kafka. He really likes Mike. You know. Now, was there stuff going on during the year? Like I said for the 1,000th time, when you're 6-11 and you have bad offensive games, there's gonna be a lot of friction. Yeah. Sure, it's gonna be fighting. It's gonna be this. It's gonna be that. That's what happens. The NFL.
And do you think Do you think he took over the play calling the second half of the Cardinal game?
No, he did not. I'll give you a story. What's the game they missed the field goal when they did the draw play? I'm gonna give you a quick story. Okay, which game was it, Jerry? When they ran the draw play at the end, they missed the field goal with the old kicker there. You know, Mason Crosby. What game was that at the end of the season in December?
Oh, the Rams game.
Rams game. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah.
January.
That was the long
December 31st.
Yeah.
So they ran a draw play instead of trying to get closer for Mason Crosby, who obviously is limited.
Yes,
now.
Right.
He runs a draw play, and boom, they get stopped. Saquon gets, I think, a 2-yard loss. They attempt the field goal. They lose. The Rams beat him. Right.
Right.
Well, guess what? There are a few plays ahead. Coordinators. Kafka tells Dable, "What do you think about this play? This play?" Dable just told him, "Go ahead. You're calling the plays. Call it. Finish it up." So for anybody, you know, Anybody who's thinking about Dable took over the did he jump in a lot and this and that? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. He did not take over the Rams game. He didn't take over the play calling this one and that one. Okay. He told Kafka. Now, in my opinion, this is what I mean about Dable maybe having to tighten the stuff up, the coordinators. You saw what Shanahan did the other day, right?
Yeah.
He saw five across. He called timeout. And right. Was like, what, you effing kidding me?
Fuming, yeah. Right, right.
Okay,
right.
This is what I mean about just because you got coordinators calling play doesn't mean as a head coach, you don't jump in and put an end right. to something or change.
Sure.
So when that play comes in, which basically Kafka said a couple of plays before, thinking about this draw, look, if you don't like it, if you feel you got to get closer, as far as Dable, no, you veto yeah. it. No, we're going to, no, Mike, keep it in the air. We got to get closer. Okay, he didn't. Yeah. Mike calls the draw play. It worked out. It didn't work out. The field goal and everything is a disaster, right? Yeah. Tough loss, ridiculous loss, right? And all that stuff. So please, you know, all this stuff about, oh, that Dable took over the play call in the last 5-6 games. No, he didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, no, he didn't. Did he jump in it maybe a couple of series? Yeah, I'm not going to deny that.
Yeah,
right. He did not take over the play calling from the game, right?
Yeah.
They think they really like Mike in his mind. Mike Kafka is a different guy. Look, he meets with us. He talks to us. Yes, whatever. Gives his answers and that. He has a real good personality. Away from the podium. He interviews very well, Jerry, from what I understand. He interviewed so well. I know McDonald got the Seattle job, but then they wanted him to come over.
Right.
Right? They're trying to get a lateral move with him in Seattle, get him over. They block it.
Yeah.
What does that tell you? And you see these ridiculous theories out there. Well, they blocked it because they don't want to look bad because guys are, you know, because they lost court. I mean, are you kidding me? You know, you think that Brian Dable is going to hold a coach in the building for the 2024 season, right? Just because they don't want to, it's a bad look. Are you effing kidding me?
Right.
Okay. Right. Please. All right. So,
well, the best block that the Giants did, and you said it, good block by Dave's, was blocking the move to Dallas. That was the big one.
Right.
That was the best one.
Right. You mean today, Patterson?
Yeah.
We'll get into that in a second.
Yeah, sorry.
So Kafka, so the Giants, you know, they bump a few guys, give them some more money. What do? They make Mike the assistant coach now.
Yeah.
How much we think. That's what they do. They want guys to leave lateral. We give them assistant coach. Give them a little bump in salary. Mike is here another year. If everything goes somewhat decent, he's probably going to be a head coach. I heard he interviews very well. I heard teams are impressed with Kafka.
Sure.
Obviously, he sits down there, and he's very detailed, like I said. A couple weeks ago on Twitter, he's very detailed. He's very impressive. Okay. So his time will probably come, but now he's the assistant coach. So, do people really believe that you're going to give a little bit of bump money wise, salary wise, put a title on him as assistant coach, right? A guy you really don't want around the building. You don't think he's a good coordinator, not a good offensive mind at all. Okay. And just because you don't want to look bad for a newspaper.
Right.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's fair. Right. But
this is the crap that goes around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Believe
and
it.
It's always worse when it's the off season too, Chris. It's always worse.
Yeah. Look, there was things not very good last year. A lot of the time. Yeah. No question about it.
Yeah.
But Mike is going to be back. Like I told everybody, Mike was going nowhere.
Yeah.
Right? I said there's no friction.
Right.
Wink. Well, that was reported that at the end of the season, that look, this, you know, we're going to see what happens here because this and that, and there was a lot of leaking and all that kind of crap going on when Glazier hit us with that stuff. So, So Jerry, so he's back, Kafka and all that. And what was the one you just mentioned, Jerry? Oh, yes. Yeah, so obviously the Cowboys, you know,
block to Dallas.
Coach Andre Patterson.
Yeah.
Who's a very good coach. I've mentioned him numerous times, right?
Yep.
So he used to be with Zimmer, you know, in Minnesota. And Zim, now defensive coordinator. The Cowboys try to get him over. And Dable says, F you. No, he didn't say F you. But Dable just said, you know,
Shane Hall,
we're blocking that.
Right.
This is what happens, right? It's a lateral move. No, guys, we're blocking it. Andre's not going anywhere, right?
Right, right.
So I thought it was a good block. You know, it wasn't like they were looking to make him a coordinator or nothing like that. No, right? It was the same title. You have a reason, you know, you have every right to say no matter what. Teams don't, if he's going to be an elevation of a job title, teams don't. And the Giants, I'm happy. I think Patterson's a very good coach. He's well regarded around the league, Jerry. And Zimmer loved him, you know, so.
Yeah. That was a little out of nowhere too. Zimmer going to Dallas. I didn't, you know, me too. Kind of like last second. Oh, they hired Zimmer. Like, oh wow, okay. So,
well, a lot of new. You look at these NFC East, right, Jerry? You got Washington, yeah. New coach.
Yeah.
Coordinators, Bieniemy's gone. Blah blah blah. Right. New faces over there. Dallas. Right. New
our, face and our friend Bobby Johnson going over to Washington too.
Bobby Johnson, offensive line coach over there. You look at the Eagles, they got Kellen Moore, right? They got the veteran Vic Fangio.
Eagles hiring Kellen Moore. Yeah. Philly radio was nuclear for 2 days on that one. So
they didn't like it. They didn't like
because Dallas fans complained about him so much and they know that. So it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. So
And a big blue VCR. Yeah, you're right. Thank you for that. Aaron Wellman.
Oh, yeah, nice.
The strength and conditioning coach is back. He was with the Giants years ago. So he's back with the team.
Fewer Andrew Thomas type hamstring injuries going forward. Yes. Right.
Well, let's hope
for Liam, I'm a little concerned with Washington now. They're getting things together. They're not, you know, they got a new ownership group. They brought in, I think, a good GM. They're not the pushovers anymore where it was like, all right, two wins there. So, you know, I want them to stay at bay, but I'm a little worried about Washington. So anyway.
Yeah. I mean, Adam Peters is from San Francisco, right? The new GM. You got to worry about the way he's going to start drafting some pretty good football players.
Right.
So they got new ownership, right? So they're going to looking to settle that down in Washington, you know, we'll see what Dan Quinn does, you know, pretty good coach himself, you know? It's a whole new look there in Washington. Like you said, Jerry, I don't know if that's an automatic too.
It's down the road. Like an automatic, like 1.5 every year, you know? The over-under was 1.5 on our wins for them. Now it's, I don't know. So, yeah. But yeah, good point, G-Men. Well, they can be pushover with the Bobby Johnson line coach. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But
any just quick Daniel Jones news, Jerry?
Yes.
Well ahead in rehab.
Yep.
Fully expected to come back in training camp at some point. You know, that's what they're looking at right now for Daniel.
Okay. Now, someone asked before, Jackson Weissman, when's the first time you would even meet with the new DC, Chris? What like April, May? When is that?
And the media
At
the podium?
Yeah.
Wow. Let's see. There'd be OTAs.
Yeah. When will Bowen address the media for the first time, Jackson?
I would imagine training camp.
Okay.
Maybe minicamp. Mandatory minicamp. Mandatory minicamp. Yeah.
That was a good question.
I'm trying to think of a new coordinator when the hell we met with them. I think it was mandatory minicamp. So.
Okay.
I mean, unless I'm mistaken, who asked that, Jerry?
Jackson Weissman.
Jackson, unless I'm mistaken, or I don't remember well enough, it's probably due in mandatory minicamp. I don't remember. Okay. I don't remember new coordinators coming out of OTAs or anything like that. I don't remember that, but I could be wrong in that, but I think it's most likely mandatory minicamp.
Good stuff, dude. Anything else updating with the Giants before we go to the Giants free agent list? Keep them or launch them?
No, look, you know, as we get into the free agent list, a lot of people want to know what's going to happen with Barkley, right? What are we doing with Saquon? Look, Jerry, I got to be honest with you. Last season, so much of the drama. And I could get into it as much, you know, last year because he's not going to get tagged.
Right.
You know, last year, they wanted to keep him.
He's not getting tagged.
Last year, they were keeping him, right? So if they didn't work out contract-wise, they were going to tag him. Well, that's exactly what they did. They tagged him. It didn't work out contract-wise, so they tagged him. Yeah. Well, it's a different story this year. Joe's not going to be tagging him, okay? They're not giving him $12 million price tag on a team that needs a whole lot of things going on. It's not like they got $80 million in cap money either. Okay, they got $23 million. That'll increase, you know, with some moves and all that stuff. Maybe a restructure here and there and all that stuff. They'll add more to that. But that isn't happening with Barkley. He's not going to get tagged for $12 million, whatever it is this year for the running back. Because it's like 12.1 they're looking at.
Right.
And it's going to be what, Jerry? Look. I know as of last Friday, what are we in? Wednesday? Last Friday.
Wednesday.
They still hasn't, Joe and his agent haven't spoke yet. Now, I don't know if they spoke since like last Thursday or Friday to now. That I don't know. But I know as of last Thursday or Friday, they really haven't met yet. They will. We'll see what the numbers are at.
He fired his agent last year, right? Not this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he fired last year. Yeah. Ed Berry's his agent. Ed Berry worked on a contract, got some incentives last year. He's working with him this year. That's his agent.
Yeah. All right.
I think CAA, if I remember right. So, Yeah, so Saquon, look, Jerry, they will like to keep Saquon. There's no question about it, right? But it's going to come down to dollars and cents, bro.
Yeah.
So if people are wondering, will they stop at nothing to keep Saquon? No.
Right.
Or if people are wondering, Chris, have they decided that's it, they're moving on? They're gonna give him some half. No, they're not even really interested. No, that's not true either. They are.
Right.
But it's gonna be this. Yes. What yeah. works for both sides. So the difference is last year that they were gonna tag him no matter what. If it didn't work out, they were tagging him. He was coming back, Saquon. He was gonna be a Giant in 2023. Different story this year. You know, they're not tagging him, dude, $12 million. That
ain't so happening. Crunch Bunch asked a good question. Why didn't they get value for Saquon before the trade deadline? You don't know what the offer was, right? I mean, you know, I don't know.
I know a few teams did reach out about Saquon. And
yeah.
No, the Giants didn't want to move him.
Yeah.
Didn't want to move him.
Yep.
But not for nothing, Jerry, but what if he comes in this year and the Giants work out something and he makes about $8 million, a certain guaranteed money he likes, this and that, and they keep him for another couple of years?
Yeah. Right.
The Giants weren't interested in moving Saquon.
Yeah, they're trying to keep
at
him.
At the deadline.
Yep.
And what do you, I don't, people ask that, but you know, what do you think they were offering? I don't know. I know a few teams reached out for sure. They were feeling Shane out about it. And Joe was like, right off the, he was like, no, we're not interested in moving him. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll go into the offseason. We'll see what happens with him.
Yep.
They didn't want to move him last year. No, I don't think McKinney's going to get tagged either.
No, I thought so either. Yeah, we'll do a video game being. Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Yeah, I saw that question as well. I don't think they tag McKinney.
No, Jerry, Tuesday, the 20th,
yeah,
is the first day teams can slap the franchise tag on a player. Okay? It's that to March. I think March 5th is the last day. I don't expect any Giants to be franchised this year. Of course, you have up to March 5th to do it, but I don't look for any Giants. And obviously, the only two is going to be Saquon and McKinney.
Yeah.
So, don't expect it, bro, for Shane to exercise that franchise tag this season.
Yeah, it hamstrings you, too, because it's such a hard number. You know, like you said, 20-something million, it might increase some, but that franchise number is a hard number. You can't amortize it out at all. You can't spread it out. It's just that's the number. And then you're working with that minus the franchise tag, whatever that is. So,
yep.
No, Mark. Chris alluded to that on Twitter, I think. I think a tag and trade is possible. No.
Nope.
Not going to happen.
I don't think that happens. I'll be shocked if that ever happens, but don't look for that either.
All right. So, all right. You know what? 35 minutes in. Let's take one more break and then we'll get to the free agents. Guys, you're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Jerry Foley and Chris Bisignano. Hang on 1 second. And we're back. Folks, listen to Jerry Foley and Chris Bisignano. Nobody beats the biz on the Giant Insider Podcast. All right, dude. So we'll start with him, right? Well, I'm going by your list on Twitter. Saquon Barkley. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we, you know, I think a separation is in order.
I think it's coming. Move on.
Yep. I don't. You know.
And now you're adding running back to the list of needs as well. But yes, I agree with you.
Yeah. Yes, I think the Saquon will hit free agency and see what's out there. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure Jerry, the Giants are going to tell Saquon and his agent, you know, if it comes to that, as far as, well, let us know what deal, right? And see if they can work on matching it and stuff like that. But I do think Saquon will test free agency.
All right. Next one, Ben Bredesen. I'll go first.
Go ahead.
I think they keep him as a reserve.
Yeah, you can't replace all these guys, right?
He's not spectacular, but he should be a reserve. He should not be starting. So if he's a reserve, I'm okay with bringing him back. And I think they should and will.
I agree. I think there's a possibility they really like Bredesen. I told you that all year. I can see them. Look, you can't replace everybody. There's a lot of guys going to be leaving here. You can't replace. You know what I mean? That's a lot.
And he's versatile. He is versatile. I'll give him that. Yeah, he's not great, but he's versatile.
No, he plays both guard, center, right? Right. We've seen him do it all. Yeah. A guy I really like. And like you said, a guy that could start if they needed. You would like to see two new guards. Don't get me wrong.
Yes.
But a guy they feel comfortable with, right? If he has to start games, he did it a lot. Yes. I think they look to get something done with him. Yes, I agree.
All right. Oh, there you go, Liam. Equal parts, expendable and affordable. Very well put, buddy. Nice job. Matt Breida.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, see you later. Come on. I'm not going to spend too much time on that one. Cam Brown, Chris.
Yeah, look, there's two guys. Well, let's cover two guys quick here, Jerry. Two guys, special teams guys, Carter Coughlin and him. Yeah.
Yep.
I thought they'd be looking to keep Carter Coughlin. I thought Brown is going to.
Okay.
So Carter Coughlin, both of them kind of put it on Instagram after the season exit meetings.
Yeah.
That they were basically gone. That's what it looked like. That like, looked like the Giants told them, you know, we're probably going to move on, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm a little surprised with the Carter Coughlin. I thought he's a pretty good special teams player. But from what they were saying in those exit meetings, the way they put stuff on Instagram, Cam Brown, I definitely didn't think he would back. I thought Coughlin might. It looks like he thinks he's not going to be here. I think he's still got a shot, though. We'll see. We'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I think they'll both be gone. I just think they'll look at it like we can draft someone later or to replace that role on special teams. I just think they'll get. I think they're both going to be gone, but we'll see. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm going to ask you the question, Randy Bullock. That's an easy one. Gone.
Yeah. Let's do Gunner. How about
Gunner? You know what? I'm going by your list. I'm going in order of your list. Okay. Going in alphabetical order of your list.
Good.
Paris Campbell.
Gone.
Gone. Not even.
I think that's safe to say.
All right. So we're going to go three in a row where I think they're all gone. You'll probably agree. Jared Davis, Sean Harlow, and JC Hassenauer.
Jerry.
Okay.
Jared Davis might be a guy to bring back another one year. Okay. Don't forget, they brought him back last year. All right.
Yeah.
And then he gets hurt.
Yeah.
And he goes on IR and he's done for the year. I could see him come back another 1 year, $1 million.
Okay.
Year.
Interesting.
They kind of like Javid on the inside. Don't forget, last year's a guy. That's the guy he penciled in until he got hurt.
That's right.
So I could see him. I'm not saying definite, but that's the one guy I could see coming back.
Yeah. all right. Darnay Holmes, Chris.
I think he's gone. You?
Me too. I think he's gone. He's again, it's something you can replace probably. He's not really the starting slot guy anyway. He's the slot guy.
Yeah.
And they want Flott there anyway. So,
he basically was a gunner, Jerry. That's what he did down the stretch.
That's what he became. Right.
Yeah.
So, again, something you can replace in the draft. Adoree Jackson.
And they have guys on a roster right now, Jerry.
Right.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jared. Were you talking gunner or slot?
No, slot.
They have guys. They have slot. Right. They have guys, Nick McCloud. They have guys on the roster right now.
Right.
Even before free agency in the draft.
Sure. You know what I mean? Right. Right.
So, I think he's gone, Donnie.
McCloud. That's a guy I love, dude. McCloud. Oh, so underrated.
Yeah.
Adoree Jackson.
Tough one. Vet, right? He's going to try to get that third contract, but I don't think it's going to be with the Giants, Jerry. I don't see it
with the Giants either, dude. No way.
Nope.
All right, here's one. Casey Kreider.
That's a guaranteed yes.
Oh, my God. Sign him now.
Look, he's a long snap, and this is what they do. They work on one-year deals. I'm pretty sure Casey will be back. I don't think he did anything.
Give him a four-year.
Do we ever mention his name during the season?
Never, which is perfect.
Which is good.
Perfect. Here's a guy who just never panned out, dude. Shane Lemieux.
Yeah, I think he's gone too.
I think so too. It's
so many injuries, Jerry. He's never on the field.
How long can you wait? So Big Blue Knockout Podcast says, if Adoree doesn't sign, I could see Holmes being retained as slot, which would free Flott to go outside. If injury happens, McCloud is a restricted free agent. We'll see. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think they're looking at it right now saying, okay, we got Flott on the outside and, you know, if Adoree. So they're going to look to show up that outside of the other corner opposite of Tate Bank. So.
Xavier McKinney.
Right now, I go no.
I think he's gone?
He's going to look for a lot of money. I don't think the Giants re-sign him. No.
Holy shit. Wow. All right. And then what would they do? Replace in the draft early? Top three rounds?
Possible. You know?
Yeah.
You could get a veteran safety, too. Like the Jets did next year.
Or would they try Pinnick and Belton? Belton, dude. I like Belton.
Pinnick, obviously, I think Jason will be back with no problem. But I think they'll do a veteran signing. Free agent. You know, there's a lot of veterans that are safeties out there that are going to be on the market. Yeah.
Chris, what do you think of Kevin McWalter's suggestion? Michigan's nickel.
I'm not that familiar with him. Sorry.
Okay. All right. No, sorry to put you on the spot. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, I'm not familiar with him. Sorry.
All right.
But as far as Jerry, I just think McKinney's going to ask for a very high number.
So he's just going to price himself out then?
I think he's going to price himself out. Yeah.
All right. That sucks. Because he came on so strong at the end. I hope they can keep him, but it wouldn't surprise me if it happened. Again, though, all right, now you have to replace safety. You have to replace running back. You got to, you know, mm-hmm. It's already Swiss cheese. Now it's getting very porous. All right, here we go. Gunner, go ahead.
Gunner, I think, stays, right? I think Gunner.
Keep him enough. Clone him, baby.
Clone him. A two-year deal. Bring him back here.
God, love Gunner.
Bring him back.
Here's one that's not as easy for me, but might be for you. Matt Parrott.
It's not that easy either, but I say no.
I think it'll be no too, but it wouldn't stun me if they kept them and tried the new O-line coach with them. But we'll see. I'm leaning to no as well.
Yeah, I think another guy that's going to come up soon is going to look at it as a swing tackle next year, Tyree Phillips. You know, I think
here we go. That's the next one, Tyree Phillips.
The next one. I'm sorry, I don't know. Obviously, I don't see the list yet for you.
Yeah,
you're going to go to next, but I think Tyree Phillips is a guy they keep. You know,
yeah.
And there's your swing tackle. And
you just don't know when he's going to be able to play, right?
What?
You just don't know when he's going to be able to play.
Yeah, that's the thing. But
yeah,
well, I think you'll see him back.
I agree. I think they'll keep him as well. Justin Pugh, Chris.
No, I don't think they keep Justin Pugh.
Me neither. But, you know, he provided a spark when he came in. Again, he was overmatched a lot at left tackle. I get it. But
Jerry, he just didn't play. He didn't play very well guard either.
No, I know.
I get
when he was, but when he was at tackle, he was really bad.
So. Yeah, yeah. You know, he didn't play that well guard either. So I know he's a veteran. I don't know. I guess he wants to come back. I know he wants to come back with the Giants. He kind of hinted at it.
Yeah.
I just don't see it, to be honest with you.
Here's another one I think is tough. A'shaun Robinson.
That's a guy I like to see back.
See, me too.
You know, I think the Giants do bring him back another one-year deal.
I agree. Yep. Because it's thin. That line's thin, dude.
And he played pretty good ball for the Giants a second.
And he was good, right. Yeah. Right. And that's another one. That's another position they're going to be looking at. It's just, like you said, dude, you said it before. Shane's got to hit a home run. But to look at what the needs are on this team, Chris, holy crap. I mean, free agency in the draft, like you have to get, like, if you bring in, just say the first 10 guys you bring in via free agency in the draft, you got to get 8 out of 10, right? But you do, you have to like nail 8 out of 10, the first 10. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's a lot of holes, Jerry. You know, a lot of work to be done. And listen, you got to get some really impact guys in this draft. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you do.
Impact guys, you know?
And guys, we're getting to the end of this list, so feel free to ask some questions on the chat. We got 60 watching. Please hit the thumbs up if you get a chance. Thanks. Well, we know Sterling Shepard. You have that there, but he's retiring. So I'll go to the next one. Isaiah Simmons.
Really interesting one here, right?
Isn't he?
Really interesting one.
Figure it out, guys.
You look at Isaiah and say, man, you could do some things with him, man, you know? Even in his limited snaps, he played 20 snaps. What the hell was doing in games last year? And he made an impact at times.
Right,
you know?
Right. He was noticeable.
I tell you, man, this is a tough one for me. I'm going to go. Does a team come in and give him a 3-year deal with some money? I don't know.
There's going to be a defensive coordinator who convinces the head coach this is the extra guy we need.
Yeah. Does Bowen and Dable believe in that? I'm going to go. Did he do enough last year at times? I'm going to go.
But
like, if I had a lean, I'm going to go no.
But he thought he was going to play more, no? A little bit. Weren't there times where he was like disappointed in his snaps?
Yeah, he was disappointed. But look, a lot of times he wasn't in the right spots and he missed, you know, there was certain things too. Yeah. But he also made an impact at times, you know? If I had a lean right now, what are you paying him to, you know? I'm going to go no.
Crunch Bunch, we'll get into this as the draft gets closer. Any word on Shane potentially moving Neil to guard if they could tackle at 6? Depends on their board as well, but we'll get more into that.
Look, Crunch Bunch, if they draft the tackle at 6, then guess what?
Then Neil's moving. Guard. Yeah, if they draft your boy Ault.
If they draft a Joe Ault. They draft the kid from Penn State. I don't know if he's even rated that high yet.
He's high. No, he's high.
Right. And I think there's another kid too that's pretty high. But, you know, if they draft a tackle, if they go tackle at 6, man, you know, then obviously Neil's going to guard.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I would assume, dude. Right, Joe? You're not going to move off the guard until Neil's, you know, come on. So,
All right. Two more. Tyrod Taylor.
Tyrod Taylor is a guy, depending on money. Now, a lot of people, I put this out a couple weeks ago, they really like Tyrod, dude. They want to kind of bring him back.
Yeah.
They want to bring him back. They like him. He's a professional, man. You know, look at last year, a lot of stuff. Mistakes were made and all that, but they love to make up a Tyrod. What if Daniel can't go? You know, he's a guy you could put in the office. We saw last year. But how much are you going to pay? Look, backups make money now, especially after the last 2 years in the NFL. How many starting quarterbacks have went down?
And okay? How many teams would have loved to have a Tyrod Taylor too?
Yeah. So I could tell you this. They're going to try to get something done with Tyrod. Whether or not they do it, money-wise, that's TBD.
Yeah.
But, Jerry, they're very interested in bringing back Tyrod.
Yeah. Last one, Jihad Ward.
No.
Yeah, no wink, no word. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, I know Dave loves Ward, but no, don't see him coming back.
Chris, I'll ask this question because people are just asking.
Yeah.
Do you have an ideal pick at 6 in the draft, and do you think they trade up?
I think Joe Shane will entertain. I think Joe Shane will try to. Let's see what Chicago, or even like a New England,
yeah,
somebody puts out that they're willing to look at offers,
right?
Okay, and as it, you know, obviously you're going to start finding that out in March, right? April,
yeah.
Teams will throw it out there that we're open to offers, right? Will the Bears be one of them? Will New England? Who knows? It's going to be tough, Joe, because there's going to be teams behind the Giants, too, that are looking – they're going to be looking to trade up until they get one of these kids, man.
Yeah.
Teams need quarterbacks, man.
And you if know? The Bears trade down, then that means they're fine with Justin Fields. And are they? I don't know.
Yeah. That's going to be the team. But I think Joe Shane will look into it, you know, depending, you know, on what these teams like the Bears are going to be looking for. But like I said – quarterback is in the conversation with the Giants. Yeah. No question about it.
Just don't know if it's at 6, that's all.
No. Jerry, if it goes to 6 and those three quarterbacks are gone, the Giants are going to go wide receiver
best player available, whoever's high on some of the list.
Wide receiver tackle.
Okay.
I firmly believe that. And if I had it right now, I would lean towards wide receiver.
Okay.
I would lean towards wide receiver right now.
But obviously Harrison won't be there. So you're talking Malik Nabers or the kid?
I think Nabers or the kid Rome.
Washington,
he's phenomenal. Well, I saw him a lot.
I like him too.
He's phenomenal. Nabers is, you know, he's a separator. He's, you know, that's the way I'm thinking right now. But the Giants are at 6, not 3. I think Jerry. I think right now, if the Giants were at 3 and in or not, I get it. You know, you're looking at quarterback.
Yeah.
But where they are right now, obviously. It would be difficult, but quarterback is in a conversation with the Giants as far as, you know. Now, who do they like more? I don't know. Do they love Drake May ahead of this?
You wonder if the conversation would be there in the second round or if they trade up in the first. I don't – like, where do they have McCarthy, Penix, Bo Nix? Where do they have those guys? That's interesting. That's all. I have no idea, obviously, and I don't know if they even have them as late first rounders or second rounders. Mm-hmm. I'm just asking – and do they think they're – I mean, you also, like, if you're taking a guy, you eventually think he's going to be an upgrade from Daniel Jones. Do they view those guys as, okay, maybe a year from now they'll be an upgrade over Jones? I don't know. I have no idea what they think. So,
yeah. So that's going to be fascinating to see if one of those top three teams, one of them trades out, right, and what they're looking for.
MVEN12 asks a good one. Right of first refusal tenders under $3 million. Thoughts on Cager, McLeod, and Hodgins getting – RFA tender. That's a good one. McLeod would be the only one I would keep of those three. That's just me.
Right. I don't know if you... Yeah, I think Cajun, no. I think Isaiah Hodges is possible.
Yeah.
He's an RFA, so I could see him.
Yeah, you would. Okay.
But Jerry, you know, it's going to be interesting, man, because, you know, they got to get in the end zone, man, and they just don't have receivers, right, that are just getting... even Jalen Hyatt, right? How many touchdowns did he have last year?
Zilch. Zero.
Zilch.
Yeah, zero.
You know,
and one in the preseason, I thought he was going to have like 8.
Yeah, that's what's going to be fascinating about what's going to happen. What the hell is the Bears, if somebody, you know, or even if it's in New England, whoever's looking to trade out, if they are looking to trade out, or they open the offers, what the hell are they looking for, right?
Yeah,
So
sure, Kyle Hobbs, Joe Alt at six. Absolutely, there's a chance there, buddy. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think there's any question, right?
Yeah, it's funny people's opinions. Dan Man Daniels is the best QB in this draft. Like, and that's gonna change a lot during the combine, too. I don't think it should, but it will when these guys throw in shorts and you know, someone throws like a Zach Wilson pass where you're like, oh my God, he threw right while running left with no one on him. Holy crap, this guy's going first. So it's going to be interesting to see who rises or who falls even. But I think it's more about who rises during the combine. So,
yeah, yeah. And one kid who fell because he's senior, you know, senior bowl with Bo Nix.
Bo Nix, right, yeah.
Simonson was talking very, about that. Yeah. Oh, did he?
Yeah. He was saying it. He was saying the same thing on X. Yeah.
I didn't even see that. He was very up and down in practices.
Yeah.
Did not look good. Where Michael Penix looked phenomenal.
Yeah, he said Penix helped himself and Bo Nix did not.
Yeah, so Bo Nix did not help himself. J.J. McCarthy, the kid from Michigan.
Everybody's talking about him now.
There's a lot of people on him. They have a lot of people really like him. Yeah. You know, he seems to be climbing right now. But his pro days, we'll see what happens. Everybody knows what J.J. could do. You know?
Yeah.
Now, where does he go? I mean, does he make the late first round, McCarthy? You know, it's possible.
Or mid. Like, does he go to a team like, who said it? Somebody said he might go to Denver. Does he go to a team like Denver, Vegas, or the Vikings, right? Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. But
it might be one of those teams that takes a shot and says, you know what? He's not going to be here late first, early second. Let's take him now. So there may be a quarterback that's taken earlier than they would be because they're more afraid of someone else grabbing them, which is a shitty way to draft, but they do it. I think we kind of did it in 2019. It's another story. So,
yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, you don't know how these drafts are going to go. Who's like you said, now it's the time of year. Who's going to go up and down? The stock's going to drop, go up, you know, all that stuff. The combine's in a few weeks and I don't put much stock in it, right, Jerry? I mean,
no, I know, especially a quarterback.
Right. You kind of look at the pro days and they're out there throwing
receivers. I watch the 40. I admit, I watch the 40 for the wide receivers and the corners. Yeah.
But the combine's kind of, you know.
The rest of it, it's like, oh, look at that quarterback throwing shorts with no one on him. He's amazing, you know.
Right. Like, so, look, you know, guys help themselves in ways. They don't know the ways. Who don't know? So,
yeah, Richie, you know, Penix had a poor championship game under pressure. He was under siege. So, right. Like, with our O-line, I agree with you. Like, that was kind of eye-opening. So, I get it. Right. And then
I absolutely get it. Penix, you know, like you said, he was under a lot of pressure. Didn't look good in the championship game.
Yeah.
Look, these guys, you got to look at the tape, man. This is what I mean by evaluators and GMs and scouts.
Right.
You know, you look at these other teams, man, and I just draft after draft, man, you know. So that's where it comes into play. You could get good players in the third round, fifth round. You have to hit with your first rounders, you know.
Right, right.
So, look, even Spencer Rattler, I see this one guy put it up here. Yeah. You know, talk about all of a sudden Spencer Rattler. Oh, he had a good one. Oh, you know, and his stocks. Oh, you know, a lot of people liking him now, you know.
You liked him 2 years ago, and then this year he fell off.
Yeah, you got to look at the film. Like, what do you know? So this is what these guys get paid for, you know?
Excuse me. Yes. Yeah, absolutely, Richie. I don't envy Shane either. I mean, if you don't go quarterback, which we think they eventually will at some capacity, but if they don't, you got to nail right tackle, wide receiver, running back for your offense. Okay. Good luck. That's tough. You know, those are three positions that you have to give Daniel Jones. Like, if it's going to work with Jones, if you don't go quarterback, say, and I think they will, but say they don't, say it falls, Chris, in a way that no one expected. Three quarterbacks go, Giants make their pick at six at whoever they take, and then the rest of the quarterbacks go before the Giants pick again, to say.
So let me ask you this, Jerry.
Yeah.
Like you're saying, I think the Giants go quarterback, right?
Eventually, so in one way or another, yes.
Oh, you mean in the draft?
Yeah, first or second round, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I thought you meant that with that sixth pick. Okay.
Only if one of those three falls.
And this is interesting because, you know, it's coming up before you know it'll be April. Yeah. It's amazing. I'll freaking stall anyway. Now you wouldn't know. But anyway.
Yeah, right.
Jerry, it's going to be interesting, like, with one of those two second round picks, you know?
Right.
Like, do they like a quarterback enough to take him in the second round?
Exactly.
It'd be right. interesting. You know, we don't know. I can't give a definite answer. We're not sitting there with the scouts. No, I don't know.
No one knows.
And my point I could tell you, all I heard was that quarterback is in a conversation with that sixth pick
right.
as far as being aggressive with the trade, you know, stuff like that. That's, you know what I mean? Or if right. something happens and after one of them slips down,
right?
You know, no, don't forget, all the smoke screen is going to be coming out now, right?
Yeah.
So
my point was, if they don't go quarterback of those first two rounds, say the first three or four picks, say that you got it, then you're going with Jones, then you've got to give him a right guard, running back, wide receiver, starters. Right, I'm sorry, right tackle. You have to give them starters there, or it's all for nothing. Yeah. My opinion. Like, you've got to nail each pick and give him studs.
Yep.
Right. Good luck.
You hope, Jerry, you got to draft well here, man.
Right. Right.
You look at the Lions last year. They had these kids coming in. They were making an impact for this team that should have been in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The tight end, the running back. I mean, the offensive line is one of the best lines in the league because they drafted well the last three, four. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and G-Man's out there. Is there a real chance the Giants move Neil to guard? Shane is so outspoken about Neil staying at tackle. Well, if you remember, G-Man, if you remember what I said, the last presser he had, he wasn't that, oh, he's staying. It was the bye week presser. He basically said, yeah, no, we think Neil's out tackle. And said, and then at the end of the season presser, he wasn't as hot about Neil staying at tackle.
Right.
He said, yeah, we are. But if you remember right, he's basically like leaving it open like a little bit. You know.
So El Scorcho, what would it cost to move it to two or three? Well, it's not going to be two because the Commanders won't trade with us. What would it cost to three? I guess, you know, this year's first, next year's first, probably one of this year's seconds.
Oh,
maybe another second next year. Like, you're talking 4 to 5 premium picks to move up because then you're getting Drake May or – Jaden Daniels. So, yeah.
And Jerry, you know, you look at these quarterbacks. Are they worth that much of a haul?
I don't know.
I think Caleb Williams would be the only one, really. I got
to
be honest.
I don't think Drake May is, to be honest with you.
I don't think of Daniels the two,
I think Daniels has a better shot than Drake May at being the guy. But I don't know. Yeah.
The one guy out of those three kids that I would maybe consider that haul of draft picks, Jerry, is Caleb Williams.
Yeah,
because I think he has a lot of Mahomes type qualities.
Right.
I remember, you know, watching him the last few years, like that's the way he moves like a shortstop, the way he wings it. He reminds me of Mahomes in a lot of ways. Now, to be honest with you, with Caleb Williams, you know, his makeup does alarm me. I saw it against Notre Dame. Sure. I saw it a few times where he kind of got rattled. He kind of lost a little bit. I don't give a crap about the party. I went to his mother crying and his thing. That doesn't bother. I know a lot of people destroying him over that. Mm. I just saw a lot of things where it wasn't going his way and, you know, and this and that. But the kid is the most talented by far.
Right.
You know, to me, Jerry, he has that makeup. He reminds me a little bit. Now, of course, I'm not comparing him, but some of those Mahomes-type qualities, man.
Right.
You
know?
So if anybody, Jerry, I would consider that huge haul.
Yeah.
Of draft picks, the only one, Jerry, it would be Caleb Williams.
And it's interesting to think, to ponder what Shane thinks as well. Does he think, you know what, that's the only guy? Otherwise, we're going to have to take the best player available at six and then see where we have our quarterback, right? Do we have McCarthy or Penix or Bo Nix at 25? Then we do try to trade up to get him. You know, they're going to be big. You know, Shane is big on, you know, where you draft a guy in his slot, right? Like, he's not going to draft a guy if he thinks he's 50 overall at 32 overall. He's not going to do that.
No. Jerry, I got a question.
Right.
Answer me this.
Yeah.
The quarterback thing doesn't work, right? Which Jerry might, right? First three teams go quarterback. They need quarterbacks, right?
Yep.
So the 4 and 5, just argument's sake, Marvin Harrison goes to Arizona and the Chargers take him. See, now you see how important tight end is, right?
Someone brought it up before.
You see Kelsey. Bowers. You see the George Kittle.
Someone brought him up. Yeah, I'm trying to find would the
it,
comment.
Jerry, would it surprise you? Now, the Giants are at six.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're not going quarterback now at six, right? Nobody's graded at the sixth overall. The first three guys are gone, right?
Right.
And you look at the importance of the tight end. You see so many of these teams, right? With this tight end is such a huge part of the offense. We just saw two in the Super Bowl, although Kittle was shut down. But we just saw two in the Super Bowl, right? Brock Bowers is sitting there at six. Jerry Foley, would it shock you if the Giants went tight end at six?
No, but I better be getting Travis Kelce. I better, like, I don't want to hear about, well, he's adjusting here. No.
Well,
day one, I want to see a 25-yard seam route run to perfection with soft hands.
Well, Jerry, I could tell you is, you know, I watch a lot of college football. Bro.
Yes.
And all I could tell you is that since this kid was a freshman, he's had those type qualities, bro.
Yeah.
How dominant Brock Bowers is. I'm not saying the Giants, I'm just saying, would it stun you? And the sixth pick, the Giants go tight end. Would it stun you if they did that?
No, and I trust Shane more than I would have trusted Jerry Reese with that pick. Like, if they took him, I'd say, okay, you got something. You probably have something special here, and it wouldn't shock me.
Right.
So, no.
I agree.
So, you're getting – and if he's as good as advertised, you're getting your number one receiver. But I kind of agree with G-Men here. If the Giants stay at six, like you said before, it's either the Washington receiver – LSU or Joel, and that's
and you know why I say that to Jerry. You know why? Right. By the way, G-Man, who just put up that last
G-Man?
G-Man, spell Notre Dame right. All right, I really like
you. Spell it wrong.
I really like you, G-Man, but Notre Dame right.
Notre Dame, right?
And a capital A for Alt for my boy Joel Alt. All right?
Right,
you know I love you, G-Man, but come on, got to spell that Notre Dame right. Okay, Jerry. So many good receivers in this league, right? So many good receivers have been drafted in the second round.
Right.
Right, from DK Hackett's and Michael Thomas's over the years. Right, there's so many have been good, you know. I'm just saying, that's why I brought up that Brock Bowers, you know.
Yeah.
Because you could, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I mentioned it. I'm not saying I heard anything. I'm just saying, would it shock you?
No, it wouldn't.
Because you see what these dominant tight ends, what they bring to offenses, you know. So,
and again, it's like, all right, if you take Joe Alt or the Penn State tackle, again, you gotta nail it. Like, they gotta be day one starters. And, you gotta just take Andrew Thomas. It has to be Andrew Thomas. It can't be, well, give him a year. No more. Joe, you gotta nail this. So if you think that value is going to be at receiver, which I agree with you, Chris, I think it's going to end up being receiver. I do.
We'll have a lot of time to discuss this, but like I told you earlier in the podcast, I believe, you know, if it's not quarterback, I think
think that's on the table as well, Len. Not far, but seven or eight, where you could pick up another second or third. Absolutely. Because we need so much. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's a good question, Len.
Yep. So. Yep, no question about it. So,
good stuff.
It'd be interesting.
Hey, buddy. A lot
of holes there, man. A lot of holes.
Oh, my God. Tons.
So,
good question. One more question from Kyle Hobbs. This is a good one. How will the team respond if Saquon leaves in free agency?
How will the team respond?
Yeah, because he's popular in the locker room.
Yeah, it's a business, though. You know, they'll miss Saquon like everything else, but it's a business. You get ready OTAs, you get ready to roll.
Yeah, crunch punch.
You get ready to roll.
Good comment here, Crunch Bunch, Dunze and Penix, baby. Nice. All right. I'm in.
He wants the Washington kid, huh? Penix.
You better fix that line first, buddy. Oh, my God. All right. Anything else, pal? Good stuff.
No, that's it, man. But like everything else with the draft, as it coming, you know, a couple months away, that free agency will determine a lot, Jerry, right? Dictate a lot what they're going to do in the draft, you know?
Yeah. Who do you think we'll talk about it next podcast? We think they might go after in free agency. And we'll have soon we'll have Syvertsen and Saratello on again. We'll talk about, you know, in depth draft and what Syvertsen saw at Senior Bowl. And I think he probably will go to the combine as well. So
It'll be interesting. That getting that number two pick from Seattle for Leo Williams, I'm still shocked at that.
Robbery. Yep.
Between Tony and Leonard Williams, you have to give Joe Shane credit,
man.
How the hell you got those high draft picks for those guys?
Yep. And if Neil works out, then he can draft too. It's just, I feel like Joe Shane's, and it's unfair, but I feel like his whole legacy is falling on Evan Neal right now, and it sucks. I just want Evan Neal to get better. And I like Joe Shane. Well, he's done with the cap, you know, the guys he's brought in. I just want it to work out. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Anyway.
Big draft for him, though, bro.
Yeah, it is, dude. Absolutely. All right, guys, thanks for joining again. Hit the thumbs up if you get a chance. And thanks for the comments, the questions.
Jerry, thanks for gutting it through here, bro.
Yeah, baby.
Thanks for gutting it through, man.
I missed it.
You're still not 100%, but thanks.
Dude, that was the longest stretch we went without a podcast.
It felt like weeks.
It was like two weeks.
I know, yeah. But it felt like a month, didn't it?
Yeah, it felt long. Yeah. Everything kept happening. I'm like, oh my God, we got to talk about that.
Yeah.
So good stuff. Missed it.
All right. So we'll see you next week.
All right, guys. Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.